This is Orkney. To live here is to know the importance of the sun. In the summer, the days are long and full of light. In December, it's a different story.
It's midwinter. It's about 11 o'clock in the morning. It's still not light completely. There's a strong wind coming in off the Atlantic, and it's cold and it's wet. And that's pretty much typical of this time of the year up here.
Yet despite the cold, in the Stone Age, 5,000 years ago, a civilization thrived here. The island is covered in the remains of their society. The ruins are full of mystery. We know little about the people who lived here. But they did leave evidence of the important role the sun played in their lives. Maze Howe, 1,000 years older than the pyramids, is one of the finest examples of Stone Age architecture.
Well, entering Maze Howe, you have to crouch right down and are confronted with a passage which seems to actually go on and on and on. Slightly feel an impression of going uphill, upslope, and coming through clearly another doorway. Suddenly, the whole thing opens out into the most amazing chamber. This alone is probably the highest and largest enclosed space that Neolithic Orcadians would have experienced. When it was excavated, when it was first entered back in the 19th century, the clay floor was littered with broken pieces of human skull. This is a place of the dead. This is a house of the dead.
Most of the time, the occupants of the tomb were left in complete darkness. Then, at sunset on the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, something amazing happens. The light of the setting sun shines straight up the entrance tunnel and illuminates the interior.
Well, the significance is that it's marking the shortest time of the year with the least light. And from that point on, slowly and gradually, the light is going to increase, the days are going to grow longer. So what's happening here is that the dead, the ancestors, are being awoken on that shortest day.